Doug Jenner at the end of the Lord's Test match, and congratulations to England. Flintoff was magnificent. The bowling attack kept up the pressure. And you know something? I'm going to be walking down the street tomorrow, and nobody is going to be coming up and telling me about the cricket, or taunting me, or goading me, or saying, hey, what about the cricket, eh? Do you know why? Because I'm going to be in France, which is probably the best place for me at the moment. Try and clear the head and get the old petanque balls out, and then to turn our attention to the next matches and the obvious challenges that are facing Australia. In particular, what are we going to do with Jono? Is he busted for good? I don't think so. But I do think that there are some very technical things that they've got to sort out, and I'm sure he'll come back bigger and bolder than ever. But to say all of that is to take things away from England. Well, I don't want to do that because they outplayed us in this match, just as we outplayed them in the first test. The difference being that they managed to close it off, and so they achieved a well-earned win. So a morale booster for England. We've got to do what I heard Mike Brearley saying the other night, which is to just forget this one, take what we can from it, look towards the next match, and get our act together. So hopefully we'll do that. And I'm expecting a call from Rod Sloane now to say that he is cancelling that airfare. So I'm going to hope that he gets himself into a hot and bothered situation next match and makes some similarly harebrained offer. We can only hope, can't we? Until then, Doug Jenner at the end of the Lord's Test Match 09.